Hi, welcome to 7 Habits That Are Dangerous, Detrimental, and Damaging to Your Intimate Relationships. Dr. Tony Victor here, and I'm so glad that you joined me today as we take a little closer look at that fourth habit, forgetting to seek forgiveness and forgetting to express our appreciations to our partners. It's interesting how that early on in most relationships, people are very quick when they see that they've hurt their partner or have said something or done something that was offensive. They're very quick to ask forgiveness and seek forgiveness. And early in the relationship, we'd love to tell each other, we'd love to tell our partners how much we love them and all the things that we appreciate about them. One of the things that I've noticed over the years that's very interesting is over time, we kind of gradually get into the habit of forgetting to seek forgiveness, of forgetting to express appreciations. And so today I want to take a little closer look at those two habits, forgetting to seek forgiveness and forgetting to express appreciations. So what is seeking forgiveness? Well, it's more than saying that I'm sorry. Seeking forgiveness isn't explaining why you did something or justifying your behaviors. It isn't making rationalizations. And it isn't just explaining yourself or becoming defensive. Seeking forgiveness is taking ownership of something that you've said or something that you've done, whether it was intentional or accidental, but it's something that you've said or done that has been hurtful to your partner. It might be something that you didn't even mean to hurt them, and yet taking ownership is simply recognizing that this thing that you've done, this thing that you've said, has hurt your partner in some way. Usually when they feel hurt, they feel like they've been diminished or demeaned in some way. And just simply taking ownership of, so what I said to you was hurtful to you, or what I did was hurtful to you. And when you take ownership, what you're actually doing is you're taking responsibility for your actions, for your words, taking responsibility for your part of the relationship. We recognize that both partners in a long-term intimate relationship have equal responsibility to building that relationship. And whatever they say or do either contributes to the good of the relationship or it contributes to harming and hurting the relationship. So one of the ways that I like to think of responsibility is having the ability to respond. And when I recognize that I've done something that was hurtful or I've said something that was painful to my partner, I recognize that if I take ownership, I can have the ability moving forward to respond to my partner in a more sensitive way, a more nurturing, a more loving way. I'm taking the ownership, and that's causing me to be able to be more responsible as I'm contributing to the good of the relationship. The second thing that we tend to forget is expressing appreciations. Now, expressing appreciations is important. It's one of those most positive things that you can do on a regular, daily basis. And when you're expressing appreciations, you're letting your partner know a couple of things. First, you're letting your partner know that you really are mindful of your partner, and you really are thinking about the relationship. Now, oftentimes, I've been guilty of this myself, I have things that I appreciate about my partner, Becky, but I don't always express them. And I need to remember that if I'm not actually putting those things that I appreciate into words, She doesn't know that I'm even thinking about it. She doesn't know how appreciative I am. And so I need to be remind myself, yes, on a daily basis, express what you appreciate about your partner. You can't do too many appreciations. It lets your partner know that you're mindful of them. It lets them know that they're important to you, that your relationship with them is also important to you. But there's another hidden benefit to expressing appreciations, and that's the benefit that it has for you in personally. You see, the more appreciations that you express, the more that you find yourself living in gratitude. And when you're living in gratitude, you begin to see the whole world in a different way. Instead of seeing all the things that are wrong or all the frustrations that are there, you begin to see some of the positives as well. You know, if you think of your relationship like a garden, in every garden there's some weeds, and we can get rid of the weeds by being very quick to express or to seek forgiveness and to eliminate that negativity that's there. But in every garden, there's beautiful plants. And the more we nurture those beautiful plants, and that's what appreciations are, it's nurturing the garden of love that you and your partner have. So expressing appreciations helps you to be able to see the beautiful garden that's there. And seeking forgiveness helps you to get rid of the weeds that are in the garden. So what if, for the next month, you became very intentional that anytime a little weed popped up, anytime that your partner feels hurt or diminished or demeaned, that rather than justifying it, rather than explaining your behaviors or defending yourself or even arguing about it, you just very quickly took ownership. Ah, I can see that that hurts you. And I really want to take responsibility. Moving forward, I'm going to be very sensitive and try very hard. That's my intention, not to hurt you in that way. And what if, on a regular daily basis, you expressed appreciation even for the little things and let your partner know just how much that meant to you, that they did what they did, or how much it meant to you that they have those characteristics that you just love about them, and continue reminding them of those things? What if you really practice that intentionally? Just for the next 30 days. Where might your relationship be a month from now? Or what if you just continued in that old habit of forgetting to seek forgiveness, forgetting to seek or to express appreciations? Where might your relationship be a month from now? This is Dr. Tony Victor, encouraging you and supporting you as you are creating the relationship of your dreams. Until next time, stay connected.